morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome. Welcome. Glad to see you this morning. Glad to see you. Come on. Welcome. Hey, how you doing? Hey, good morning. Good morning. Glad to see you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm happy to see you this morning. Welcome. Welcome. I'm Pastor Roy Carter from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in the city of Racine, Wisconsin. 53402 is our zip code. We say welcome to you this morning. We're glad to see you. We thank God that we are able to come and share with you on this morning. This truly is a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad. We are glad. We are grateful. We are thankful. God has brought us to see today a new day that we have not experienced before, and he has shared with us his mercies for today. So we shall get through today. Whatever might come today, whatever we might experience, with God's help, we shall get through it. It shall be well. Why? Because our God, the God that we serve, is well able. He's well capable. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he loves us. So we say welcome to you this morning. We just want to start off this morning as we often do because it's still so very necessary. We just want to encourage each and every one of you to find yourselves still practicing our health initiatives. Make sure you wash and sanitize, you know, scrub your hands, still wash your hands in the hot water, sanitize, put your mask on every time you leave the house. Practice social distancing. And maybe some of the trips that you're making away from home, you don't need to make. Make it, it's about essentials only. We're still mindful. Every day we get the news that somebody else has passed away because of COVID. Somebody else has been infected. Somebody else is sick. And we're constantly praying that God will protect us and cover us and heal and all of those sorts of things. In the middle of all of that, we still want to do what we can do to make things be okay. So make sure you practice these things. Don't become lazy. Don't become lax. It's just like our walk with the Lord. If you become lax and lazy in what you do, you know, at one time you were real diligent about it, and then now you kind of do it when you think about it, and you don't think about it very often. The enemy is able to creep in when you least expect it, and before you know it, he has a good hold on you. So we just want to say, make sure we continue to practice as our health officials have encouraged us to. We are praying for you, those of you that are sick, those of you that have been touched by this COVID-19. We're praying for your recovery. God still heals. God still works miracles, and there is nothing that is too hard for God. Nothing. I don't care how sick a person might become. If it's within God's will and wisdom, they shall continue to live. So let's do these. We want to say welcome to each one of you that continue to give your financial support to our church. We thank you, our members, and then there's some friends of ours, some friends of the congregation that send in your offering on a regular basis. You can give using the Givelify app. You can go on our church website at nlracine.org, and down at the bottom, you see a spot there that says donate. We still have some people that will mail a check in. You can send it to our address listed there in the caption. We say thank you. We thank you that the work of ministry might continue on. Now, our purpose in coming on Sunday morning is that we might share with you a word from the Word of God. And we share this word not just so that it might sound good or give you the warm fuzzies or any of those sorts of things, but we share the Word of God that it might bring you life, that it might bring you hope, that it might give you some peace and some comfort. Sometimes it's going to kick you in the rear end and make you really think about what you're doing and how you need to change. We just hope that this morning, this word of God will bless you as you come in. Amen. Make sure you tag somebody, share with somebody, get somebody else's attention and say, hey, you need to check this out. You need to listen to this, that they too might be blessed by the word of God. Now we're going to continue on. You know, it's our Advent season, the Christmas season, and we're looking to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on December the 25th, the day that we choose to celebrate Christmas. And in processing and preparing for Christmas to come, there are some issues, some lessons that we can learn out of the story of the birth of Jesus in our Bible. And a lot of times what happens is we hear the story so much, you know, especially at this time of the year, everywhere you look, Christmas movies on TV, scriptures being shown everywhere, Christmas cards and Christmas songs and all. And it kind of, if you're not careful, it becomes routine. And when things become routine, we overlook important factors in the message that's being given. And so this morning, I want us to take a look at the Christmas story from the eyes of the shepherds, those shepherds that received the birth announcement of Jesus Christ. And we're going to glean some things from their message, their experience with the Lord on that morning. So our scripture is from Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse number 7. Luke chapter 2, and we're going to begin at verse number 7. I'm reading from the New King James Version. You can listen along. You can grab your Bible and follow along. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse number 7. And it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as told to them." Read in your hearing from Luke chapter 2, verses 7 down through number 20. As I said this morning, we're going to talk about what the shepherds saw, the experiences that the shepherds had. We want to learn something this morning that will help us in our walk with the Lord. Now, you got to understand, when we're talking about the shepherds, back in that day, shepherds were considered less than nothing. They would despise young men. Usually they were young men. There were some women, but they usually were young men. And they were considered the low of the low. They were the scum of the earth. They were the dirt. They were people that nobody dealt with. They worked smelly, nasty jobs. They were outside of the city. They had very few friends. They were just downcast, downtrodden people. But this is the group that God chose to bring the announcement of the birth of his son, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Something that was so very extremely important to all mankind, God chose them. So we want to learn something. The first thing we want to notice is that the shepherds saw. We're going to talk about what the shepherds saw. One of the first things that they saw was, everyone is important to God. Everyone is important to God. When I say everyone is important to God, I'm talking about you. You are included in the everyone that is important to God. And I need you to know that you are important to God. The verse says, at number 7, it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And go on down, and it says, it brings about the fact that this would be something that was going to happen for everybody. Too many of us, too many people today feel like they don't matter. You know, we see it now in our society today. Black lives matter, blue lives matter, this one matters, that one matters. And other people decide or want to decide who is important and who is not important and who matters and who does not matter. And a lot of times we'll even say of ourselves, we'll say, well, I don't matter to anybody. And we'll say, I don't even matter to God. God doesn't even care if I exist or not. I'm here today to tell you, you matter to God. You matter. You are important to God. You are not insignificant in His view. The shepherds were chosen to receive this word by God. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 27, it points out that God created man in His image. And in His image, God created him, male and female. Everybody, God created. So how dare we decide we are less than what God created us for? We are important to God. Romans chapter 2 and verse number 11 points out that there is no partiality with God. The old King James Version said, God is no respecter of persons. God doesn't look on one and value one more than He values the other. You matter to God. You need to understand that you matter. God cares about you. How do I know He cares about you? There's a familiar scripture that we all kind of memorize that we know. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, everybody, that He gave His only begotten Son. It didn't say He so loved certain people. He so loved these, but not those. God loves us all. And as a result, provided a gift for all of us. All we got to do is just share in it. So the shepherds saw firsthand, that while other people thought that they didn't matter, other people thought that they didn't think a whole lot of them, other people felt like they was the big baller, shot caller, and the shepherds were nothing at all. While that's what other people thought of them, and maybe even what they thought of themselves, they mattered to God. Just like you, you matter to God. When we consider the birth of Jesus Christ in light of John 3:16, we can look at Romans chapter 5 and verse number 6 that points out to us, for when we were yet still without strength, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. God gave us, no matter who we are, God gave us the gift of His Son Jesus Christ, just what we need. Just what we need. So the first thing we can understand and we can see from the shepherds is that the shepherds saw that everybody mattered to God. Everyone is important to God, including you. The next thing that the shepherds saw and experienced was that the good news that the Lord had sent them by the way of the angel was for everybody. God's salvation doesn't exclude anybody. You know, it's what sometimes I see people that will look at other people and become envious of them, and they'll become jealous of them, and sometimes get in a rut feeling I'll never be. You matter to God, and the good news that the Lord gives is for everybody. It's coming. It was something that He said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, to everybody. And so first the angel had to reassure them that, you know, it's okay. You frightened of me now. I imagine if we see an angel pop up in front of us, we'd be scared too. But once the angel of the Lord calmed them down, Then the angel began to help them to see that this message is for, the news of this message is for all people. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9, Apostle Peter points out this interesting thing about God. I need you to get this view of God and you, because I'm talking to you this morning. God's view of you. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us. Now check this out. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm telling you, if you could only grasp the fact that God cares about you and the news that the Lord shares is for you too, this news is for everybody. For everybody. Everybody who calls on the name of the Lord, Acts chapter 2 tells us, shall be saved. Everybody. God sent his precious son, his gift that he gives us, that we celebrate Christmas time all about, is so that mankind could be redeemed. Jesus came so he could be the light that lights our walkways and helps us to not have to live in sin. And it points out in John chapter 8 and verse number 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and whoever, anybody who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have light, the light of life. I'm telling you, this good news is for everybody. Now, we might discriminate on some people based on the color, you know, because some of us, we don't like other people either. They don't like us, but we don't like them either. You know, tell the truth. We may discriminate on some people because of their skin color or their financial circumstances or what side of town they live on or what side of the tracks that they come from. But God does not. His gift of the Savior, Christ the Lord, is for everybody. Whosoever will. You see that in so many places in the New Testament scripture, because it's for whoever wills, whoever wants. So the shepherds saw that the good news of God is for all believers. In addition to this, the shepherds saw, now check this one out, how you respond to that good news makes all the difference in the world. How you respond to it. God gives his word. God lets us know that he loves us. God lets us know that he cares about us. In due season, he sent his son, Jesus, that he might save his people from their sin. God can set it all up. But how you respond to it is what makes the difference. Let me just give you a real short, simple example. Have you ever been hungry? And you sit there on the couch watching TV or whatever you're doing, and you be like, ooh, I sure am hungry. And you could be hungry enough that your stomach start growling. Until you respond to it, get up, go in the kitchen, either cook something, go order something, go take something out the refrigerator. You have to do something in order to satisfy that hunger, in order to take care of that hunger. Many of us hear God's word, but we never respond appropriately to it. Never respond appropriately to it. And so as a result, we suffer because we didn't take advantage of what God offered. And so our response to it is important because how we respond dictates how it's going to help us or the fact that it's not going to do nothing for us at all. Ever have a toothache? I've only had one major one in my life, and it was so bad. I used to laugh at people. They'd be telling myself, ooh, I got a toothache, and they'd be walking around moping and going on like they was at death's door. I got one that hit me in the middle of the night, and that thing hurt so bad, I called my dentist at 2:30 in the morning, and he said, you calling it? I called the emergency number, and I didn't know he was going. Somehow they connected me right to him, woke him up at home. And he said, if you're hurting this bad that you calling me 2:30 in the morning, I'll meet you at the office in a half an hour. I got up, got dressed, and went over there to get that thing taken care. I had to respond to it right then because it was hurting. It was like a, you ever had a toothache? It hurt like ain't nothing ever, you ain't never experienced before. Sin will affect our lives in a way like we have never been hurt before. And sin destroys us. Sin breaks fellowship with us and God. And as a result of that broken fellowship where we're no longer friends with God because of our sinful behavior, then we can't share in all the blessings that God would have for us. God sent his word, God sent his son, and then sent the word of the son's coming, and it's for everybody. But how we respond to that invitation from God makes all the difference in the world. Makes all the difference in the world. I could plan, you know, I'm a pretty good cook, and you know, from time to time, I'll, you know, well, not now during pandemic time, but you know, when things were clear, I would invite people to the house. Now, this how I do at my house. I'm a cook. I'm gonna set it out there, and everything gonna be looking good. I'm gonna have my plates and all that stuff there. But then I'm gonna give you a plate. Say, here, go fix your plate. You can eat whatever you want. And I let them know real quick, you know, there's enough there for you to get more if you want it. I want you to eat and be enjoyed and all that sort of stuff. But I've actually had some people come to my house and say, no, I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. Okay, I might ask you once. I might ask you twice, maybe. And then I'm done. Now, I've had some of those same people that later, after they left, they would tell somebody else, it was looking so good. I sure wish I would have got some. I'm sitting up there going like, how much more could I have done? I did everything but take it and put it in your mouth and chew it for you. Many of us, that's how we respond to God's word. God sends us his word. Now, remember, I already said the shepherds understood that God sent his word to everybody. It didn't matter what their stage in life was. It didn't matter how other people discriminated against them and saw them as nothing or even how they saw themselves. But God made it available to everybody, just like God does now. His word, his salvation, his peace, his joy, his forgiveness is for everybody. But how you respond to it is what's going to make the difference. You can reject it. You cannot listen to it. You can spend a whole lot of time debating it with somebody else. Imagine if your house was on fire. And, you know, I'm just imagining if the house on fire, somebody go scream, fire, fire, get out. You could stand there and go, well, let me see. Because I heard they say it's a fire, but I want to see for myself. While you trying to see for yourself, the furnace going to blow up and you blow up with it. You need to respond to God's word, knowing that how you respond is what makes the difference. The scripture points out that when the angel told him about the news of Jesus, when the angel left him in the garden of heaven, it said the shepherds said to one another, let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that happened. I thought it was interesting when it said, let's go and see this thing that happened that the Lord has told us about. They didn't say, let's go see if this really happened. They said, let's go see what happened. Let's go see this thing that has happened that the Lord has told us about. They knew enough to say, if God has said it, if the angel of the Lord is telling us that God said it, there's some truth in it. Let's go see. Let's go share. Let's partake in it. They could have ignored it. We'll go tomorrow. We'll go next week. When I get myself together, then I'll go. Well, I'll go if you go. You go, go. I don't know. You can't listen to everything everybody tell you. The shepherds chose to believe. There's that word I throw out there often because that's the reality of it. We have to choose. And they decided, let's go. It for them was not enough to just hear about Jesus. It's the same way with you. It ain't enough for us to just hear about Jesus, to hear that he's the Savior, to hear that he forgives us from our sin. It's time for you to respond to the word of God. To respond to it. To take heed to it. To put some action into what you hear. Many of us are going along and we're just continuing in sin, just going on doing what we're doing. And we say, well, one day I'll ask the Lord to forgive you. Who told you you was going to live to see today? A whole lot of folk made plans for today. They died in their sleep. They didn't rise today to cook the meal they was going to cook or go see who they was going to see or go shopping and do what they thought they were going to do. It's not left up to you. Tomorrow is not promised. You got to understand that I need to hear what God is saying and take action on it today. Today. The Bible says that after death comes the judgment. You go and face God in judgment. He's not going to sit there and be judging you based on what you was going to do. He bases you on what you are doing. So the shepherds had to understand how you respond to God's word makes all the difference. In James, you know, Apostle James told us in 1 and 2, he said, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You got to do what the word says. You got to be doing it. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, my little children, he says, let us not love in word or in tongue, just by what we say, but in deed and in truth. Think about it. Just give you another example that will help you understand what I'm saying. If you all booed up with somebody, you don't want somebody that just going to tell you they love you and never do nothing to show you they love you. But they telling you, they always telling you. No, you want to one day see what they're telling you. There has to be some action. There has to be some doing something. Buy me something. Bring me a box of crackers. Just do something. Don't just put the words out there. We have to respond to God's word by our actions. So the shepherds get up, and not only did they see that everybody was important to God and that the good news is for everybody, and then they responded to it in a way that made a difference, they also saw that what you do with the good news of the Lord is of great importance. What did they do? They went and saw that everything that the angel said was true. We found this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, just like the angel of the Lord told us. We saw the glory of God shine, just like the angel of the Lord told us. And it says when they left there, they went praising God and glorifying God and telling everybody. And everybody was amazed because of this. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to share the good news of Jesus with other people. You need to testify. You need to tell somebody. I'm telling you, you need to tell somebody. You know, David, in the Psalms, there were several places where David was busy telling people, and he said, let the redeemed, in the number 60, 107, number of Psalms, in verse number 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Tell somebody. God's been good to me. Tell somebody. God has forgiven me. Tell somebody. God has opened my eyes to see things in a more clear way. Tell somebody. Why? Because there are other people that are living in the same way that you are. And by you sharing the goodness of the Lord, the experiences that you have with the Lord, you help to open up somebody else's eyes that their faith might be increased. Remember, faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, and hearing by the word of God. So by us sharing it, we are building up not only our own faith, but the faith of somebody else. We have that responsibility. We have. David said it in number 66 of Psalms. He goes on to talk about God and all those that fear him. And he says, I will declare what he has done for my soul. I'm going to tell somebody. That's what the shepherds discovered. And the scriptures say they went running and just telling everybody. And in the middle of all of that, they were just glorifying and praising God. Their experiences led them to know and understand that everything that the angel had told them was true. God's word is true. It's true. And sometimes the only way you know that it's true is for you to experience it, for you to test it. Try it. I always say God is big enough and bad enough. He don't mind you trying him. He don't mind. He can handle it. Try him. Try him and see for yourself that he will not fail. Try him and see that he won't leave you. Try him and see that he will give you just as he said that he would. Try him and see. Come to know these things about him for yourselves. Come to know these things about him for yourselves. So the shepherds did all of these things that they might know for themselves. Just as God cared about them, God cares about you. I don't care what you might have done. It doesn't matter. God is forgiving, and all it takes is us admitting that we need him. Admitting that I mess up. Not be too proud. What do you mean when you say be too proud? You know, if you're too proud to say something, you see some people walking around when they head look a hot mess. And they pretend to themselves that they walk in and carry themselves like they just a beauty queen all by themselves. That's usually because of pride. Because pride makes me have to say, my hair looks bad and I need to go get some help to make it look better. Don't let your pride keep you away from the loving gift that God has given us in his son, Christ Jesus, for us. Remember why Jesus came. The scripture says he's come that he might save his people from their sins. We need to be saved from our sins. We need to be forgiven from our sins that we might be restored and reconciled to God our Father. The only way that can come is through Jesus Christ. So we've got to listen to the word, hear and accept the word, and respond favorably to that same word, that we then can be helped by that word. Ever go to the doctor? And they give you instructions on how to get rid of some stuff. I think all of us might have been guilty at one time or another. They say, oh, you have an ear infection. Oh, you have this or that. Here's some antibiotics. Take these for a week. And then a lot of times they'll just give you the week's worth of the week's supply of it. And they say, take it till it's gone. We take it for 1 or 2 days and then we feeling better and we stop taking it. We just got it set. We got the rest of the pills sitting up there in the shelf. And we didn't continue to do it as we were instructed. And then in another couple of days, it's back with a vengeance. That's because we didn't follow through as we were instructed. This morning, I want to encourage you from the place of the shepherds to hear the word of God and then follow through on the word of God. If you're not forgiven, find yourself seeking the forgiveness that only God gives. And you say, well, how do I do that? 1 John 1:9 teaches us real simple. It said, when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Own up to your stuff. And then ask the Lord to forgive you. And ask the Lord to help you in it. And the Bible says, then he forgives. When he forgives you of your sins, don't turn around and go back into that same thing again, but instead rely on his help to not do those things that you should not do. Take advantage of the gift of God in Christ Jesus today. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for speaking to our hearts, God, and helping us to see things from the viewpoint of the shepherds, to know that we matter to you no matter what we may feel in life. We sometimes feel alone. We feel like nobody cares. We feel like everything is just overwhelming and we'll never be any better. Even in the middle of all of that, God, even in the middle of whatever we go through, in the middle of lack, in the middle of not having enough, God, we know that you care. We matter to you. And in our mattering to you, God, we know that not only do we matter to you, we are important to you. And so you have sent a gift for us. Help us today to receive the gift of Jesus Christ. We don't want to just receive him. We want to use him. We don't want to be like the sweater that somebody gives us and we say, oh, this is nice, and put it back in the box and wrap it up and put it on the shelf and just leave it there. No, we want to put it on. We want to use the gift of Jesus Christ. Even now, Father, forgive us for anything that's in our life that is not pleasing to you. The sin that we have committed, the things that we have done that we should not have done, the places where we have missed the mark and been less than you want us to be. And Father, as you forgive us according to your word, help us to forgive ourselves that we can move on from the place we're in to the place you would have us to be. The devil comes to get us, to cause us to fall, to stop us, to hinder us. And many times the device that he uses to do that is guilt. And we give in to it. And as a result, we can't become who you want us to be. But today, Father, as you forgive, we lay that aside. Now let us walk into the light of Jesus to share the peace and joy he gives. Your word teaches us that he is a light to our pathway, a lamp to our pathway, a light to our feet. He shows us which way to go. Let us look at the way that the Lord would lead us and walk that way. We know that you have planned a life for us. We just have to take advantage of what it is you have planned for us. Today, Father, we ask a special blessing on those that are sick in a physical way. Touch, heal, and deliver, God, as only you can. We don't care if it's COVID-19 or cancer or diabetes or HIV or high blood pressure or strokes or depression or mental illness or whatever it might be, God. You are greater than all sickness. So we ask that you touch, heal, and deliver according to your will and your wisdom. Father, there are some that have been touched by the hand of death and their lives are shattered because a loved one has crossed over into glory. We ask you to touch and speak peace and comfort. Heal a broken heart, God, as only you can. Dry those tears as only you can. Oh, God, be with us on today. Help us as we enter into this Christmas time to truly share the joy that you have for us. And we know that the joy that you have, it's not about stuff making us happy. But joy is that thing that you give us that we can possess on the inside, that will spoil out or spill out on the outside, that is just about knowing you and being thankful and grateful. And that, God, gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. We want to share in that today. Father, help us that as we come to share in the experiences with you, that we would share it with somebody else, that their lives too can become beneficial to you. And we all can glorify you, giving you the praise and glory that you would do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now we love you today. We want you to go in the love of the Lord. Share this video with somebody else. Tag somebody else in on it. Share it that they too might get the word. Understand and know you matter to God. God's news is important for you. And you have to respond to that good news of the Lord. And then once you respond to it, testify and tell somebody what the Lord has done for you. We love you with the love of Jesus. Continue to practice our health initiatives. Send us your prayer requests. Make sure you send us your praise report. We love to share with you of the things that God has done. God bless you. Visit our website, nlracine.org. We love you. And until next time, walk in victory. Know that we love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you.